Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
We are back. You are listening to Davin's Den, last segment of the show. Walt Papello and Joe Curry hanging out with us in studio. Did I get your name right that time?
You did.
I'm getting better at it.
Better.
Next time you're in, I won't have it right again. You know that.
I know.
Now, Walt feels very... Remember last week we were talking about the game? We challenged Walt to throw down to get in.
yes.
So Walt feels very confident.
Very confident.
And remember, it's not just the game, though. You also have to have the intro song.
I got the game already done.
Okay.
Got the game done. I just got to work on the intro song. What do you do it on? Audition or something?
I do it on Audacity.
Audacity.
I'll find what I'll do is if Davin gives me an idea, you know, he goes, I want it like this. So then I'll find... the background music,
and then you tape it.
You put it on Audacity, and then I'll do the voiceover right over it.
So what do? Put it in there, save it as a file, the voiceover, and then put them
I'll do the bass track. Like let's say for argument's sake, it's like Stories of the Church. I'll find like some organ music,
yeah,
and I'll bed the organ music.
He's right. The church.
And then
you talk over it.
Yeah, and then I do that, and then that's track one, and then. I do the
you multi-track it.
I multi-track it. Yes.
You so also put effects on there.
Yeah.
I get it,
Audacity,
I have
Adobe
Audition at home, but I just don't have the mic to go into it.
Oh, well, you get a small mic. Michael, you'll get a microphone that has...
Hey, you know what's great about mics? You should fucking talk into them, stupid. How long have you been doing this?
There you go. Make believe you're sucking Ron Jeremy's cock.
I think it's a little smaller than Ron's cock and a different color.
Yeah, it might be. I don't know. Might not be a different color.
Joe, you're the expert. Tell us. Walt's giving you the new gig of Dave's.
I wanted to give him like an idea. He was talking about like doing all that stuff after the show and having people take, you know, sign waivers that they can't grab them.
Right.
Imagine if he started said, "Hey, if anybody wants to put my dick next to their face, you know, like broads taking pictures of Ron Jeremy's dick right there."
I think that'd be sexist though if you denied a guy.
Yeah, I could do it too. Just don't touch it. Put his dick right next to him.
I don't know if Ron really wants that out there.
Take a picture of his dick.
I kind
of
get the feeling Ron's...
Oh, no. Ron doesn't want anybody seeing his dick.
That's why he's always in somebody else. He's very shy. He doesn't want people to see it. That's why it's... You never see Ron's full dick. It's always in somebody. It's the way he is.
That's not true. You see it before it goes in, when he's taking his pants off.
Looks away, Walt.
Don't make me pull up a movie right now.
Please don't. Please don't. Like you don't have that in favorites ready to go. Slow Night at the Club. Come on, Mike. I got some new Ron films for you. I think he's going to do a Puerto Rican broad. You should approve of that. Pumpin' Trump. You'll love this one, Ron.
Mike's listening right now. Go ahead, motherfucker. Wait till I see him next time.
Mike's not listening.
No. Mike wants nothing to do with Walt until it's pay time.
Yes.
the two of them on Facebook.
Yeah, I know.
Who's that? My partner, Mike.
Yes, your partner.
I'm not paying attention again.
Would you like to suck a cock and call tonight?
Paying attention again.
So we're excited about your game. That'll be the 10th.
April 10th, I will be here.
The question is,
with the game.
Will Pip be here? She won't be here on the 3rd.
No.
No, she's already told us that. She sent us that.
All right. Also, I think, did she say where she was last week?
Yes. She was at a concert.
Yeah, Wynwood, because I had somebody.
Fucking Wynwood?
Oh, Steve Wynwood.
Somebody.
You know what? All right, let's fucking talk.
All right, just roll with it.
No, fuck off. We got to talk first.
No,
how many
song.
Times does she fucking see Wynwood? She's got to see him on a Tuesday?
I'm assuming it was, because basically I was working at the, I forgot where the conversation
came up. Filled in admirably.
But somebody was saying.
Yes, you're tremendous.
Yeah, somebody was saying, I was working somewhere, and somebody was saying to me, I think it was rehearsal, something like that. But somebody was saying, "Oh yeah, I went to see Wynwood last night." I go, "Where was Wynwood playing?" They were playing on the island. He goes, "They were in Jersey last night." And I'm like, "Yeah, okay."
But am I wrong? I mean, she's seen him enough.
Who
she
cares?
Goes to.
She wanted to go.
We didn't know until the fucking last minute.
So look at you. You didn't know she wasn't going to be here the last minute.
All I'm saying is She couldn't make the show last week, and Winwood is in town. Winwood was in town.
You're not saying. You're just saying.
I'm just saying.
And I'm saying if she's going to miss the show for a concert, it better be someone who's not around that often.
Let me just tell you guys one thing. If Frank called him up yesterday and said,
"Which guy?
Hey, Frank, the bed guy.
That's the guy I need to talk to.
I'm going to bring your bed tomorrow night at 6:30, but I need you to be there." You wouldn't be doing a show either.
Of course I would.
No, you would.
Of course I would.
The bed guy would be upstairs.
Yeah, exactly.
Bed.
Exactly. I don't fucking. We bring in his mic. I don't miss the show willy nilly.
I get a cordless mic and go up there and interview him.
The rule is
Frank.
Listen, if there's like tonight, Judas Priest is in town, I believe.
Ah,
see,
where in town?
I think in Jersey.
Where's he at? The Sugarloaf Pearl Center?
Priest was at the Coliseum on Saturday.
Right.
And I got called. I wound up working at Governor's, they called. And
of
I
course
wanted
to be, you did.
Yeah, but the thing was, it's like, shit, if I didn't know that.
How do you get a gig there when Mike Keegan works there every day?
You hope he's sick and you call Joe.
That's the way it works.
Yeah, sure. You answered your own question.
Not any other secrets.
Jim is like, Mike Keegan's supposed to be here tonight. Who do I call, Joe or Eric Tartaglione?
I think Joe's higher up on that list right now.
Yeah, the only reason because Eric's busy with Vic.
No, okay.
Yeah.
You would think that Eric would get more out of that to bring Vic over there more times.
Well, actually, ironically, Vic was there. Vic and Eric was there.
I heard he sold the place out.
Yeah.
Like the whole weekend again.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
All right.
That's fucking fantastic. All right. Let's let's do some turbulent air.
This is your captain speaking. If you look to your right, you'll see a beautiful, serene river. If you look to your left, majestic mountains. Uh-oh, straight ahead, it seems like we have a big black cloud. We're going to need you to fasten your seatbelts, folks, because it looks like we're in for a turbulent flight.
And that's Joe Curry, ladies and gentlemen. See?
Is that you?
Yeah.
Was that you?
Yeah.
You know who you sound like?
You didn't know? What'd you
I didn't know what
pilot. What'd you, was LaToya Jackson stuff?
It was! LaToya Jackson!
I'm not getting Janet and Michael's dead.
Dude,
so
you know
I had to make it
like
realistic.
You sounded like Dylan McDermott on that L.A. to Vegas. That's who I thought that was.
Yeah. But he's good at this. He's good at the bumpers. They're all Joe, but they don't all sound like Joe.
You know what? I got a good audacity now.
Yeah,
that's not audacity. That's Joe that does.
I'm very creative with this stuff.
Yeah, audacity.
What do you have? You have the bootleg disc that I can download?
It's free.
It's free. What you got to do, Audacity's free, but the...
Really? We're doing this now. We're going to tell Stupid how to download a free program on the air, and you say you want to get out of here on time.
I just said Audacity's free, but the other...
But you lowered your head like we were about to give him a lesson. I knew what that look was.
Audacity's free, but you have to download an MP3 converter program. That's it.
I don't even know what that means.
You guys can talk about it off the air.
Thank you, Joe.
I know that look. It's either that or we're going to learn about keyboard technology.
Does he think this is his show?
No, it's not. It's not. All right. So there's been a lot of stuff going on in the airlines the past couple of months that we just haven't had time to get to.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, Pip was kind enough to allow us that time for segment 3 because we were going to do other shit.
And Ron Jeremy having a gig.
So
thank you. A harmonica and a fiddle. No
actually,
less.
We could have done this bit during some of the fucking intermissions during the run.
I think he would have told us, like, yeah, no, I'm getting blown right now, or I'm just about to go in. I'm getting fluffed.
You assume wrong Ron Jeremy daily activities.
Yeah, I'm getting fluffed right now.
I don't think so. I think it's like more mundane that they have like free cookies in the lobby and he's hungry.
Yeah,
like I would do. I would go down.
A nice restaurant.
Free cookies in the lobby is so good. Man. Oh, was that the last one we were on the road last time?
Yeah, sure.
We on the road. Free so good.
What lobby?
In like
the nice hotels.
Nice hotels. You go there, and sometimes they have free
terrorists.
Cookies,
you know, they
Otis Spunkmeyer.
Do they?
Yeah.
Huh.
They lace those cookies. That's what I would
don't
do.
Eat a cookie
if I was a terrorist, that's what I would do.
Is that what you would do?
You stick as a terrorist. Did you see that at the meeting? We're going to blow a building and then we're killing everybody. Why don't we just sprinkle shit on cookies? Who the fuck is this guy?
I think I just gave Joe material.
Somebody should.
Put ketchup on him. Put the goddamn ketchup on him.
When the fucking club owner knows that you're acting, fucking time to write
stupid. Put the goddamn ketchup on him, cookie.
He sees you once a year and he knows that bit by heart. Time to write.
I'm going to lick it off my arm and like it.
When Joey Cola does it, it's classic. When you do it, you're Joey just Cola. Not writing.
Don't you think Disney would have a shuttle going from here to the moon if there was anything there?
Isn't that Steve Potato?
No, it's Joey.
Oh, I don't know. I tune out.
You take just stuff and you just shoot it into space. Eyes. And it's like the Earth's anus.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'll be seeing Joey in a couple weeks. Anyway, I'll look forward to that bit.
It'll be there.
I might go with you. I might go down Friday and see you.
Okay.
You and Paul. Hang out with you and Paul.
Sounds like a plan.
You have a beer?
Absolutely.
All right.
That sounds like fun.
Paul's you off Friday?
No, I'm working down at Dino. Yeah.
Okay.
Dino's?
Yeah.
Who are you there with?
I don't know.
You headlining or are you featuring?
How
do you not know this? You know the answer.
Actually, I don't know if
Joe's doing a guest spot.
You know what?
No, not a guest spot.
Fucking tell us. It's a part of the show. He fucking does plugs. He'll know.
Go ahead.
And then he'll go, I don't know. Go to the Joe Curry Nation Facebook page. He'll fuck it up.
Go ahead.
That's how this shit works.
I'm trying.
Do the airline bit.
Oh, my mother.
No, actually, I'm not, because it might get snowed out tomorrow. Thursday, I'm doing a private gig.
We don't give a shit now. We'll talk about where you're going to be at the end of the show.
All right.
This time. Jesus Christ. You
well, what's a guest he asked?
Who cares?
All right.
He's not a guest anymore. He's fucking new Pip. He's new Pip. It's like new Coke.
I'm Pop.
I'm Pip. Pop Papello.
Pop Papello.
Pop Papello.
So she's Pip and I'm Pop.
Oh, Pip God, Pop. I can't say that every week. It's Pop Papello.
Be spitting all over the fucking windscreen. Seriously. You already are now.
I know. Windscreen, like that's in the budget. Anyway, so a woman tried to board a United flight with her support animal.
Don Jameson is down here, though.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, I know
Don
one place rules. He won't be. Anyway. Right. So, right. Anyway.
That's a vicious circle that we just did today with Mitchell Walters and Don Jameson and you.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the way you mentioned
I'll
Mitch.
I'll be motivated on us Saturday.
Did Mitch hit you up for $20?
Not yet. It's funny. I can't wait to hear how the license plate bit turns out or Harry goes or whatever the fuck he's doing. But it's classic. Anyway, so a woman's going.
Welcome aboard.
Woman's boarding a plane with a support animal. It's a peacock.
Oh, I did see that on the news.
Yeah, it's a peacock.
I'm sorry. You can't have a peacock as a support animal.
Apparently, United feels the way you do, Joe.
Isn't like a peacock a dangerous bird, though?
That's the argument, yes. It's not like a canary.
But, and what if it fucking flaps its fucking ass wings or whatever it's called? You know?
Yeah.
It's ass.
Well, what do you call when a peacock does its channel?
It's peacocking.
Thing? Okay.
It's channel. When it does its NBC thing. Yeah.
He's NBCing.
He's NBCing. Gather around. Somebody's about to get canceled. I had the number one show on that peacock. But the woman claims, but she bought a ticket for the peacock.
It doesn't matter. You still can't do that.
United felt the same way you did.
And yeah. The peacock was worried about his miles.
What's the matter there? Ostrich wouldn't
fly. Poor thing.
Their ostrich didn't want to get on the plane?
Yeah.
See what I did there?
I'm actually giving him that one. I'm slinking a bead his way.
Yeah. A what now?
Slinking a bead. Like, shink. You know?
Okay. So this is what United had to say. This animal did not meet guidelines for a number of reasons, including
it's a peacock.
More
first
or less.
It's a peacock.
Its weight and size. We explained this to the customers on three separate occasions before they arrived at the
like
airport.
A peacock on my fucking plane.
Delta started cracking down on support animals. Effective March 1st, Delta's new rules require those flying with emotional support, a psychiatric service animals, to submit a veterinarian health form. Immunization record to Delta with 48 hours notice, Fox News reported. A doctor's note, signed veterinarian health form, and proof of animal training will additionally now need to be presented when boarding. Further, as of March, Delta will not allow exotic emotional support animals, including ferrets. Are ferrets really exotic? God. Insects. A support roach, really? Is that where we are?
Support roach?
I mean, the insects. Here's my support cricket.
Oh, it's getting ridiculous.
How about this? How about this? We just teach the pilots how to say, get the fuck off of my plane.
Hey, look, because you know what? People are abusing it. I mean, they're bringing everything. It's
stupid.
Like a fucking Bangladeshi cargo plane now with all the fucking
livestock and this fucking thing. That lady who brought that peacock on didn't know she was going
to
be in the news?
You can't go to the airport with your fucking luggage, less a fucking peacock.
No, I don't think anybody shows up with a peacock to the airport to get on our show. And no, I don't think that's
Can you imagine
she knew she was going
to
get on here.
Stuff the thing in the overhead. You just see these fucking peacock feathers hanging out from the fucking cabinet.
She knew. She knew she was doing this to get
Can
on
I
Davin's
read
den.
What Delta will no longer allow? This might pertain to you, gentlemen.
It's like the substitute teacher, you know? Can I please read?
Go ahead.
Sorry.
They won't let peacocks on, obviously. No
ferrets,
peacocks.
Insects, spiders, goats, or animals with tusks or hooves to fly. I thought you guys should know that.
Does a peacock have a tusk and a hoof
fly? But it's an exotic. It's a bird. I don't know.
It's an exotic bird.
All right, but wait, there's more. Here's the story of a support hamster. Let me play this one for you. I got the audio for you.
A college student is considering legal. legal action against Spirit Airlines for allegedly leading her to drown her emotional support hamster because she couldn't bring it on her flight. 21-year-old Belen Aldecozea tells the Miami Herald, before arriving at the Baltimore airport for her flight home, she called Spirit to make sure she could bring her pet dwarf hamster, Pebbles, on board. Aldecozea claims she was told it was no problem. But when she arrived for her flight, Spirit purportedly refused to let her board with the rodent. Aldecozea alleges a flight attendant suggested she flush Pebbles. Horrified, Aldecozea says she tried renting a car instead, but she was too young. She also considered setting Pebbles free, but was afraid it would freeze to death. Instead, she went with the unthinkable. She was scared. I was scared. It was horrifying trying to put her in the toilet, Aldecozea told the paper. I was emotional. I was crying. I sat there for a good 10 minutes crying in the stall. The student is now considering filing a lawsuit, but Spirit insists no employee recommended giving Pebbles a water grave. According to Fox News, Spirit has admitted to mistakenly telling her she could bring the support animal on board and has offered her a voucher for a free flight. Aldecozea's lawyer says this is way different than the case of the emotional support peacock, which was denied entrance to a United Airlines flight, telling the paper, "This wasn't a giant peacock that could pose a danger to other passengers. This was a tiny, cute, harmless hamster that could fit in the palm of her hand." According to the U.S. Transportation Safety Administration, hamsters are fine for flights, but ultimately, it's up to the airlines to set the policy.
What about you, Chris? What the hell is that? What's playing? Oh, wait, there was something, a little bonus thing. All right, well, these support animals, it's different now. These weren't a thing years ago, were they?
Listen,
they
weren't a thing ever.
What do they all have in common, Joe? They're all liberals. They're all liberals who eat ketchup.
You're stupid. Anyway.
They do. I'm telling you, I will bet every one of those support assholes is a liberal. There's not one Republican or conservative that's doing that.
Okay. Anyway, adults are going to talk now.
I would think so.
Really, would you?
Yeah. Yes, no, I would think so. But it's ridiculous that they need a fucking support animal to fly. Just fucking take a fucking scotch.
But isn't this a little healthier? Because that's what we did. We medicated ourselves.
But have you ever heard of a support animal?
I have recently.
Before Donald Trump became president.
Yes, I did.
That's bullshit.
I think a lot of it's when our troops started coming back from the war. Now that we understand what PTSD is.
Yeah.
Those people deserve, like,
they deserve that.
You want to take your dog with you and hold them in your lap? All right. You want to bring your peacock? I'm going to punch you in your face
money. You know what? You got to do it. You want a dog. If you want to bring a support animal, the support animal has got to be almost under the kind of guidelines of a guide dog. You know, trained, quiet, you know.
Well, this was a support hamster. I mean, who's a hamster bot?
Why don't you fucking train a hamster?
Well, they call
a hamster sips on water and runs on a fucking wheel.
More cardio than you.
Yes.
and you're stupid, so shut your face.
I do cardio regularly, just not on a wheel.
Yeah.
None of you do as much cardio
Stairs don't count.
This is true. John does more cardio than we do in a week, and there's fucking 10 minutes of his act. He's fucking running around like a, whatever. Anyway.
Like a hamster on
a wheel. Like a hamster on a wheel, yes. I do think people are taking advantage of it, but it's a fucking hamster. What's the big deal?
I don't want a rat in a plane.
They let you on.
Because you got to bring a cage and you can put in a little thing. You can't do that. Can you?
Yeah,
of course. Something like that.
Not a cup,
stupid. Let me ask you a question. You're flying out of town. You sit down. You want to relax and, you know, just get a... And there's a fucking hamster next to you. What is this, fucking show and tell?
Wait, hang on.
But if it's in her lap or under the seat, what do I care?
Are we not taking this into consideration that the air pressure up there might pop that animal?
Now you're going to get hamster all over you.
No, because the cabin's pressurized.
Well, all right. But my feet swell when I go up in the air.
You're an old fuck. This is a young hamster.
Don't your feet swell? My feet are swelling down here right now, too. But on a plane, my feet do. I have to take my shoes off.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe so we shouldn't let you fly.
Maybe my feet are swelling. I think that hamster might be swelling.
So you prefer the old-fashioned way of just fucking drink it off?
Yeah. Oh. Fucking Xanax and a Jack Daniels. And we're
trying to make
off into the wild blue yonder.
But listen, put your feelings aside, though.
It's a statement.
It's a little much for a flight attendant to tell you to flush your fucking hamster. Mm. That's a little much.
They
told her. The flight attendant said your hamster can't fly. You need to flush your support hamster.
Well, that's a little.
You can't flush a support hamster.
Well, apparently you can because the woman did.
Oh, really?
I'm glad you listened to the fucking story.
Well, we can't hear it.
All right. Well, I couldn't hear it.
All right? I could have made it louder if you wanted. No.
Could he, listen, yes. I would have been a little outraged over that.
Yeah, the woman, the student was forced to flush her support.
Because you know where that goes. It goes out the back of the plane. And then the poor hamster.
No, no. Before she boarded the plane, she tries to board the plane with her support hamster. They go, no, no, you got to flush it in the toilet.
That's wrong.
Why wouldn't they take it outside and let it run away?
That's animal.
Well, the woman thought about that, but she's like, it'll freeze to death. This is what the story said.
It'll freeze to death as opposed to being flushed down into blue water in a toilet in an airport.
Doesn't
have a submarine.
This whole thing with people flying with all these animals has got to stop. But you don't kill the damn thing. You know,
Joe, you're not looking at the glass half full here. The glass half full is if you see somebody with a support hamster or support peacock, that's the person we're going over and stealing their lunch money.
I just say,
what the fuck are you guys stealing? Like, you guys are badasses.
I'm a badass. Please. You know, against a peacock holder?
This is a hamster holder, stupid.
Well, they're already in the air. Did they take off yet?
I don't think they let her board with it.
Okay, you know what? They don't have to flush the hamster. You and the hamster scram.
Well, she tried to rent a car, and she's too young to rent a car. I guess because she's not 25.
They should have just taken it away and given it to
what an asshole brings a fucking comfort hamster.
Well, again, she called ahead of time, and the airline allows it. It's when you get to the fucking gate, you're not dealing with whoever you talk to on the phone. You're dealing with some asshole.
Yeah, but you know what? People don't use common sense. I'm going to fly with a hamster.
But no, but
stupid.
If that's her pet and she's trying to get home, it makes sense.
But you guys didn't notice, but Richard Gere brought a hamster on the plane, but nobody knew.
Laugh at the boss's jokes.
Come on. He ain't my boss. He had the wrong fucking rodent, first of all.
Laugh at the
it was a gerbil.
Laugh at the boss's jokes.
It was a gerbil, yeah. Want me to have Ron call up and I'll fucking give away your punchline stuff?
Oh, my God.
But so Spirit decides to offer her a fucking free ticket.
Because they flushed the hamster?
Because they flushed the hamster.
What about the peacock lady? What'd they do?
She gets nothing.
Nothing.
Because she was told.
But, you get nothing!
I wouldn't want to fucking fly Spirit again after that.
I wouldn't want to fly Spirit from the beginning.
I understand.
You want to know something? I'm smart enough to leave my critters at home. What am I, fucking Ellie Mae from the fucking Beverly Hills? I'm going
to
bring my critters on a trip.
She's trying to get home. She's trying to get home.
And when did she get this hamster?
I'm thinking she was flying from home to school.
She wanted in the carnival, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a carnival hamster. It's a support hamster.
Oh.
So you have no sympathy towards?
No, not at all. It's not a fucking hippie bus. It's an airliner.
Flushed it down a toilet, but
that's wrong. You can't kill the thing, but she shouldn't have been allowed on the plane. Her and the hamster
should have confiscated it and brought it.
What's the problem though? What's the problem with out of all things, a hamster? If you can put it in a little cage, it's not bothering anybody.
No animals on a plane.
People need to.
Did you ever see that movie Snakes on a Plane? Very dangerous.
It's not fucking hamsters on a plane, stupid.
You never know. It could be vicious hamster. Crazy up there.
It would be that much of a thriller.
yeah, there was a lot of gnawing on shit.
That was the first script before the studio sent notes.
Yeah, there were seeds everywhere. the horror.
Well, let me ask you this. Now the hamster gets away, right? And starts running up and down the cabin. Right, and
somebody get me a wheel.
Some old lady gets frightened by it, and she has a heart attack.
Right,
it was her time.
No,
it's her time.
You got to have common
but
sense.
But once you get permission from the company when you call, you can't say no at the gate.
The airliner when you go on to an airliner, it's their deal.
But they gave her permission. They gave her permission already.
Maybe the captain says they don't
want
the hamster.
It's not the captain. It's fucking somebody. You don't get to the captain. The captain's not waiting by the fucking gate to deal with every asshole. He's got to deal with maintenance and the fucking
captain. But if doesn't even meet you.
If the flight attendant goes to them and says, "Captain, we have a problem. This woman's got a hamster. It's causing a disturbance." That's the captain's protocol to say whether the hamster flies or not.
If the airline stood by that, they wouldn't be offering her a ticket. The airline knows they fucked up.
Because they told her to flush the hamster. The bad part of the story is they killed an animal on that. But if this woman had common sense and not bringing
how do you get your pet home if you can't rent a car?
Just
think about that before you get a pet, or you wind up taking it in a car. It's not
all your decisions is always a lot of forethought. Marriage.
Listen,
anyway,
the way to handle that is
this is a hamster. She took fucking half your money, stupid.
No, she didn't. A quarter of it.
Well, she tried.
Yeah.
They gotta say, "I'm sorry, ma'am. We made a mistake. We cannot allow the hamster on the plane." We can't allow you on. You don't want to give it up? Okay, we cannot allow you on the plane,
And that's the end of the story.
That's it.
That's the end of the story.
That's it. You don't have to kill it.
Yeah, don't kill it.
Well, they didn't kill it. They told her to kill it.
Yeah, but
and she did.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
So she's the murderer. She's a fucking bird brain.
She's the murderer.
Back to the peacock story?
No, she's a bonehead. I mean, you know, she brings up when she brings it, and they say, well, when you flush it down
crazy.
The toilet.
He can't flush
okay.
it.
Okay.
But then she made the decision that I'm going to flush my hamster so I can get on the plane to get home. So that hamster really didn't mean that all that much to her. Because she would have, that's a support hamster.
I mean,
she flushed it.
If you told her to shove her hand in engine number two, you think she'd run out in the fucking tarmac and stick it in?
Possibly.
How much support could she have fucking needed that hamster for if she just wholeheartedly flushed it down
the
toilet?
See, that's the problem. She flushed her own hamster. Right. I wouldn't flush my own hamster.
Not if it was your support hamster.
Not if it was my pet. I don't need a hamster for support. I'm not flushing my pet.
Right, yeah. but it was bull. Yeah, I would. You know what? Bullshit. If I couldn't get on it, it was a $5 hamster. Yes, I would flush the thing down the toilet and not worry about it. But she was using it as
Confessions of a serial killer.
Yes.
I wouldn't kill the poor thing.
I wouldn't kill it.
No, I wouldn't flush it down the toilet. I would just say, hey, listen, let's go put it outside and hopefully it gets.
Because that's what they roam the airports. That's what hamsters do.
Well, maybe you let it outside and make fun with a rat or something
it's
like that.
It's stupid.
Right. Then it becomes a superhero.
What are you starting a Pixar film?
Becomes a superhero.
What's fucking wrong with you?
Meanwhile, at Chip's house, this will work too.
let me just tell you this: if you put the hamster outside, there's a possibility it's going to live. It's going to find a warm place to go.
Nice.
It's going to find another place under the airport. It's going to go under there, maybe meet another hamster. It's going to have babies. It's going to have a nice little life.
Little life.
If you flush it down,
you
the
don't
toilet,
even have that life, and you're a human.
There's one answer.
Maybe you should go to the airport.
Maybe we should drop Walt off at the airport, let him run around fucking LaGuardia, see how he does.
Is this nut running around?
You, but if you flush it down the toilet, what's the answer? What happened to the rat? I mean, the hamster.
It dies.
Without a submarine.
Right. There's no chance of it living.
No, it's stupid.
So what I'm saying is this girl should have been arrested.
All right. Speaking of dead animals, let's continue on this theme.
That died on a United Airlines flight after a flight attendant told them, this family, that they had to place it in an overhead bin. Here's 11-year-old Sophia Ceballos on Good Morning America this morning.
The flight attendants came. She said, you have to put him up there because it's going to block the path. And we're like, it's a dog. And she's like, it doesn't matter. You still have to put it up there. And she just she helped her put it up, and she just closed it like it was a baggage. She took him out and opened the thing, and then she got the dog, and he was there.
Oh, my goodness. So, according to a witness, Coquito's owner was heard telling the flight attendant repeatedly that the dog was in the bag, but she was instructed to move it to the overhead bin anyway, as you heard Sophia talk about that, because someone might trip over it was the reasoning there. When the plane landed, and you just heard her say that too, that the dog was dead, United says it's taking full responsibility. I mean, they are owning this right now. It offered condolences to the family. It refunded their money. But there is a picture of the dog, Coquito. Jen Westhoven is with me now.
Yes, Jen Hoven is, but she's not with us. So we'll continue on without Jen Westhoven. All right. So I did not know that there was not oxygen in an overhead bin. I had no idea. It's not something I ever thought of before.
There's evidently no neither did the flight attendant.
Right, clearly.
There's no oxygen up there, right? Because...
Well, that's why the dog died, yes.
But I didn't know it was airtight.
You never know.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Why would it be airtight?
Because it's a pressurized cabin.
As a guess.
No, when you close it, it's been open to the air. When you close it,
yeah, and that's apparently all. Yeah, but it locks in place. I guess there's no air up there.
Yeah, but the air you lock in there is there. How much air does a dog
need? Well, if it's a long flight, it needs enough to breathe.
Maybe carbon dioxide.
Listen,
you know?
First of all, I would never bring my dog on a plane. Second of all, if somebody said I'm going to put it in the overhead compartment, I'd be like, the hell you are going to put this dog in the overhead compartment.
But here's the thing. I mean, that's
it's
a natural.
Before the plane.
But wouldn't you assume that if a flight attendant's telling you to do that,
no.
that she knows?
No.
Wouldn't you kind of, well, no. She's a professional. Wouldn't you kind of assume that
Joe,
this has been
you?
Done
no.
before?
No, I wouldn't put, the dog is supposed to ride under the seat.
Well, they told her people could trip on it, which I don't understand.
How was anybody going to trip? If it's under the seat.
I don't know. And dogs can sit on people's laps.
Yes. Why would it be under the seat?
I mean, just not during takeoff. You put the dog underneath during takeoff, and then once you're allowed to move around the cabin, you put the dog on your lap.
I still don't, you know, I love animals, but I don't.
I can tell.
I just think, you know, you're flying with a pet, you know.
Well, you got to go someplace. If you're moving.
You take a car. You drive a car and you put the dog in a car.
Well, apparently more people are going to do that now.
What happened to the old-fashioned way where they put the animals underneath
you
the,
can still do that,
cabin
but
of the
plane? You can do that. You can do that. But, again, they were told they could bring the dog. And she puts it in the flight. Here's the thing that's really disturbing. People were hearing the dog cry. Like, you could hear the dog crying throughout the flight. Nobody thinks to check on the fucking dog, the owners, other people,
that's
flight attendant.
Crying. That was gasping for air.
Well, this story
is... Well, yeah.
This story is laden with dopes, you know, so it's...
kind of like this show.
So,
I'm going to say that I don't agree with this. The people that had the dog were the stupid ones here.
Well, so is the flight. But again, I think you assume.
Yeah, the flight attendant, too. And what did they get back? They got their money back? That was it?
I think they. Well, they're taking full responsibility and they give them the money back. Yeah. Fuck you with the money. You're going to get sued.
Yeah.
And they should
can
get
sued for that?
Yeah, of course you can.
For killing somebody's dog?
It's negligence. It's negligence. However, they're going to get the dog owner on a witness stand and going, well, weren't you concerned? Did you try to call the flight attendant to check on the dog? You know, and if the woman goes, well, I thought everything was okay. You know, there'll be a lawsuit. Who knows if they're going to, you know, take the blame on it, though.
But we're just getting started with United. There's more stories with United. Kara and Joseph Swindle, along with their children, were moving to the west coast of Kansas earlier this week and sent their 10-year-old German Shepherd, that's pretty old for a dog, by the way, Ergo, via the airline's cargo, as Walt was talking about. When they arrived on Tuesday and went to pick up their beloved pet, they found a Great Dane dog instead. Well, I guess I had like a fucking transformation like Caitlyn Jenner during the fucking flight. I feel like a Great Dane. I don't want to be a German Shepherd.
We lost the German. All right, throw this. It's a Great Dane German Shepherd. Who gives a shit?
A dog's a dog, stupid. It's got four legs and a tail. What are you bitching about? We got you a dog.
Yes, sir.
It's a bigger dog. You should be happy.
So you should be customer service.
Exactly.
You're fine.
Look, Great Danes have buses named after them. German fucking people think, German Shepherds people think Nazis. We did you a favor. Stop your bitching.
That's why he's customer service manager.
Exactly. You're just happy I speak English. You're not going to complain. So they go, we got to cargo. They take us back to the warehouse. They show me the kennel. And the minute I said, Ergo, up pops this Great Dane. Not my dog, Kara Swindle told NBC News. It had already been a whirlwind of an adventure for moving, so I instantly burst into tears, just wondering where my dog was. Good fucking question. I was confused and upset, just in utter shock that this was not my dog. Are you familiar with United's work?
Yes.
And of course.
Thank God he's alive.
Exactly. Maybe. We don't know. And of course, they had no idea what was going on because they were just the receiving. Exactly. Nobody fucking knows.
Yeah.
No matter what the situation is, the people there, they don't fucking know. I mean, you're lucky if they speak English. It wasn't until hours later that they learned that the Great Dane, which was scheduled to fly out to Japan, was accidentally swapped for Ergo. The family was shocked at the news and concerned for the health and safety of their dog.
So their dog is in Japan.
The dog is in Japan.
It's nice over there.
I've been to Japan. It's lovely.
Nice over there.
Not so much for a dog. He's a 10-year-old, said Swindle. He's a fragile dog now, and he has an ear infection. He's now gone 3 days without his medicine. Listen, if you've flown with an ear infection, that is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
While the Swindles are eager to get Ergo back, they didn't want him flying cargo again for the long flight. See, this is why people don't fly.
So they put him in first class.
He's already had too much of a traumatic experience doing this, says Swindle. I don't want him down in cargo where it's super noisy. It's too much for him. Put him in the overhead bin. Swindle did say that the airline has been sending them updates and pictures every hour, letting them know he was okay. And now, after many discussions with the airline, Joseph Swindle revealed to NBC News that Ergo is finally being sent to Wichita, Kansas, via private charter. A United spokesperson apologized for the incident. An error occurred during connections in Denver for two pets sent to the wrong destinations. The airline said, we have notified our customers that their pets have arrived safely and will arrange to return the pets to them as soon as possible. We apologize for this mistake and are following up with the vendor kennel where they kept overnight to understand what happened.
How come we're not hearing anything about the Great Dane owner?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, because they speak Japanese and we don't understand.
Yeah. Meanwhile, John, who's the German Shepherd?
I know Great Dane.
I have that.
The orange.
Thought you were reaching for sushi after that impression. There's like no accountability. We don't know what happened.
What are you gonna do? I mean, they fly thousands and thousands of passengers who want to bring their pets on the airline. There's going to be a mistake. here and there. And when
it seems like there's a lot of mistakes.
No, is that really? How many stories you got for it? How many stories?
There's more.
How
than
many
I
stories you have?
Oh, this isn't the first. This isn't a week.
Okay, how many?
Well, like five.
Okay, five things in a week. How many people fly?
Let me ask you a question. I perform for you 50 times. I suck five times. You're going to have a problem with that.
I'm just saying. The
you're going to have a problem.
The percentage of things that get done right.
Let me ask you a question.
Are very high.
You're now in the delivery of beverage business.
Yes.
You go to ShopRite. You don't give them the Snapple. You give them RC Cola. There's going to be a problem. They don't give a shit about all the times you delivered it right. They give it a shit about the time you fucked up. That's how this shit works.
The problem with that is if you place the RC Cola correctly,
yes,
they won't even notice.
Right, but they might.
They won't even notice.
They might, because RC Cola doesn't have little fun facts
in the
cap.
No, if you spread out the other Snapple to make it look like it's full.
Scram, spread out. Spread look like RC Cola,
you
stack
put,
yourself.
You don't put four deep, you put four across, and then you put it right next to
listen,
the RC Cola.
Listen, pretend your raspberry iced tea. It's almost the right color.
Right, if anybody asks, your diet raspberry.
Nobody says a word. We're going to get away with this till next week's delivery. United needs to fucking hire you. Listen, you got a dog. Yeah. What's the problem?
Listen to me, Doberman. You're a German Shepherd.
It's hysterical. Listen, the dog is a German Shepherd.
Listen, we know this Great Dane. It doesn't like Jews either. You come out even.
You're great. You're German. You're everything.
Everybody's a winner when you fly United.
Everybody, we're uniting everybody. You and your dogs, everybody. Going to be going on vacation together.
I think what we need is like a pet-friendly section on planes for an additional fee.
I say you have an airline that caters to people and their pets.
I don't think there's enough money in that, and they don't go to enough places.
There might be enough money in that.
Wingwag Airlines. That's what I would call it. Wingwag Airlines.
Clearly. We got that.
Right.
I don't even know what it means.
Just a dog wags their tail, and it's happening.
Wing?
Yeah.
Wing wag.
You know, because the wing has the plane. And you
We're
going
to break this down
you know
now.
How a dog goes wing wag, you know, tail, dog's tail goes wing wag, so it's like the wing wag of a happy dog, but it's the wing of a plane, too, and wing wag airways.
What do you mean? Your dog, their tail makes a noise?
Yeah, wing wag, the wings and wags their tail.
That's the sound you hear.
Yeah, so, all right, well, do it this way. The plane has a wing, a dog wags his
David's
tail.
Face.
Listen, oh, I'll get out of this meeting. The dog wags his tail. He's happy.
Yes.
He wags it. The plane's got
it.
A wing. So wing wag, plane happy.
All right. I would name it something different, but
next week I'll have
you got 10 minutes to explain what you would name it, stupid?
No, that gives me enough time to draw the logo.
This is what happens when Pip calls out. Look, it's pretty nice. It's pretty very nice. Not a bad idea.
Can have it on the tail end of the plane tomorrow.
Your assignment, if you accept it, is to do a commercial for Wingwag Airlines next week.
He won't do it. He won't do it. It'd be nice if he would.
Do it. Wingwag Airlines.
But wait. There's more. United diverts plane when dog loaded onto wrong plane. On Thursday, a dog at Newark Liberty International Airport, New Jersey, bound for Akron, Ohio, was accidentally loaded onto another flight to St. Louis. Upon realizing the mistake, United opted to reroute the flight to the dog's intended destination.
You're kidding me. All those people?
All those people? We've had enough problems with dogs. We're getting this dog there.
Excuse me,
you
ladies and gentlemen.
On a plane we're going to for what? A dog?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be turning around and going to Akron.
Yeah.
I'm not really turning around. It's just making a race.
I don't give a shit if Lassie's on the fucking plane.
You'd give a shit. You'd ask for an autograph.
Probably.
Yes, he would.
Get a picture.
So they
Lassie, just wing wag for me once.
No.
The decision was made in the interest of choosing the fastest route to reunite the dog with his family, United spokesman Natalie Noonan said.
So they rerouted the plane for that?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
United Express Flight 3996 from Newark to St. Louis diverted to Akron to drop off a pet that had been loaded onto this flight mistakenly, Noonan said. The pet has been safely delivered to its owner. We provided compensation to all customers on board for the diversion. Well, they hooked people up. Yeah, so you guys would be upset if you guys were on the flight.
Of course I would.
If I got a connection, I'm fucking furious.
I'm going to fuck out of a connection, especially if you're going on tour and you got to be in a show. You know, and because we had to drop off fucking wing wagon.
And you know the owner isn't going to believe that excuse. Listen, boss, I'm not going to make the first show. There was a dog that needed to get to Akron. Fuck you. You're not doing the week.
Hopefully there's a club there, too, still, because he ain't playing here.
How far is it from St. Louis to Akron?
By plane. Don't get...
Well, the miles are the same. All right. Well, thank you for that, Walt. Right. So you guys don't think you know? I think I actually kind of think they
542 miles.
That's not a lot on a plane.
In jet miles, that's probably about an hour and a half.
No, I don't think it's that much.
No.
No, it's a half.
But
an
you
hour.
Land.
That's
and then
the problem.
You gotta wait,
yeah, that's the problem. You got a taxi.
Probably everybody had to on board and get back on the plane.
Let me tell you something. Unless you're on a Southwest flight and the pilot is pissed. Remember when we were coming home from Arizona, Nevada? We get there. They transferred us off the plane, but they had to switch planes. The pilot was fucking... I think the pilot was more pissed off about it than the passengers were. We got on that other plane. He pulled out of that gate like we're in a fucking Camaro. He was pissed.
Pulls out.
A little bit faster than a Camaro.
I actually think United did the right thing, considering all the problems they've had with pets.
Ask the other passengers.
Well, they compensated ever. I don't know what they compensated.
Yeah, I'm sure they probably gave him like either $150 voucher.
Something
or...
stupid like that.
Yeah, because I'd be like, this is bullshit. We'll give you $150. Let's go.
I want to see the dog reunited. Yes, can they do it at the gate? We all want to
see the dog reunited. Just me and others.
That literally had to be a four-hour excursion that wasn't needed.
Well, the good thing is the dog's alive and in the country.
Yeah,
It's a dog.
So, in lieu of all this, just today, United Airlines is reviewing why so many animals die on its flights every year, more than any other U.S. airline.
Yeah,
why?
Because they're having the most problems with it.
Well, they actually do deliver the most pets. The airline said Tuesday it's suspending its pet cargo service, PetSafe. That's not a good name, considering.
Yeah, might want to rethink that one.
They're suspending putting it underneath.
Yes.
You could still carry it on your person.
Well, depending on what the animal is.
Yeah, but a dog.
You know, that's also with carrying on your lap. What if you're allergic to dogs and you're sitting next to it?
That's right.
You it's know? Weird. Like, they won't allow peanuts on a fucking flight if somebody has a peanut allergy.
Yeah.
But they'll allow dog and dander.
But
and
I guess nobody ever died of a dog allergy. You can die of a peanut allergy, I guess.
The worst.
Yeah. I have watery eyes.
Yeah, yeah. That's the worst that's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. So we are deeply committed to the safety and comfort of the animals and the pets in our care. Are you? We are conducting a thorough and systematic review of our program for pets that travel in the cargo compartment to make improvements that will ensure the best possible experience for our customers and their pets. United said it will honor any existing PetSafe reservations confirmed as of March 20th, but will assist any customer that wishes to cancel his or her reservation. This suspension does not affect pets that travel with us in the aircraft's cabin. And we know, yeah, because we just put them in the overhead bin, and it's a fucking one-way ticket. The airline added, we are also reviewing the service and have already announced that beginning in April, we will issue bright-colored bag tags to help better identify pets who are traveling in cabin. Why the fuck wasn't this? Really? Is that the new fucking technology? Get this one green.
That's, you know. But on China Airways, you know what the dogs are on the plane by the menu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are the menu.
I'm glad you clarified that obvious joke. United had the
for the hearing impaired. Anyway.
Pip, we miss you.
It's getting
Godspeed, Pip Helix.
Pip, you are not coming back when Ron Jeremy's on that phone.
Walt will be here jerking in the corner.
I am talking to I'm going home to watch a movie.
His? He was promoting some shit there. Or
Funny, man. It was so funny. Like, is there anything you wouldn't do? Yeah, I wouldn't do any gay sex.
What about Dave's place?
We still got to talk to Joe about that.
United had the most animal deaths of all U.S. airlines in 2017 for the third year in a row.
Well, he's consistent.
Sure. And it had 18
gotta
deaths
be good at something, right?
2017, yeah. A sharp increase from 9 the year before, and 13 animal injuries, one less than the previous year, meaning it had 2.4 incidents involving transportation per 10,000 animals.
That's not bad.
It's kind of bad.
2.4 per 10,000?
It's kind of bad.
No, it's not.
That's your fucking job.
No, it's not.
It's your job.
Come on.
I wish...
2.4.
I wish bookers and club owners were as fucking tolerant as fuck up.
2.4 animals for every 10,000.
You work for a club for 15 years, you kick ass, you have one bad show, you might never come back. You know that's true.
I've had it.
I told you, you're much more tolerant than most people.
I've had it. I've had comics that have bad nights. I've had comics have three bad nights, gave them a fourth chance, and they killed.
That's a little much.
Yeah,
it's a little much.
That was Myrtle Beach.
You were there for the week. Who else was going to? You were it. In many cases, the airline can only do so much for animals that can't travel in the main cabin. The Humane Society of the United States advises U.S. passengers not to fly with their pets.
See?
Several airlines, including JetBlue, Frontier, Spirit, Virgin America, Southwest, do not transport animals, so you can't put them underneath. In 2016, Delta Airlines announced that it will no longer allow customers to check their pets with their baggage unless passengers are a member of the military with active transfer orders.
Okay, that's fair.
Certain pets can still travel in the cabin for a fee, and they can travel in the cargo hold of an aircraft via its Delta cargo service. I think we're going to get to the point where airlines are going, you know what, it's just not
too much trouble.
All those other airlines did.
So much trouble.
I don't know what happens, though, for people who travel overseas. I don't know how you do that.
Shoot them on a cannon. Put them on a raft.
You're an unfeeling prick. They're animals, not Cubans. What's wrong with you?
Listen, how about this? You can't take your pet. If you want to take your pet, you know what? An airline has to set up like an area, like a little kennel. A kennel. Upstairs.
That was nice. Right into the mic.
Yeah, that was awesome, Joe. Oh. Thank you. A big kennel upstairs, and then you overpay to do that. So if you want to do it, and it's $5,000 to take your pet, we'll take care of it, and we'll feed it nice, and we'll bathe it, and we'll cut its hair, and the whole thing. You have a little.
Have you flown coach? They won't even do any of that for us. They won't even fucking look at us.
Can't even get a $5,000.
No. You're going to do $5,000. And those are the airlines you're going to have to take. That's it. Otherwise, you can't fly coach with a dog.
I think you can have pet-friendly sections on planes.
Man, that's why they make kennels here. They leave the dogs home.
And it should be certain flights. Certain flights. You know, I want to go to St. Louis. All right, we have one.
One flight a day.
That's it.
Yeah, one flight a day.
But sometimes you don't go to a destination that often.
That'll book up.
You know.
That'll book up.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. Well, a lot of dead pets. Don't fly with your animals.
It's 0.25%. That 2.4 per 10,000. That's minuscule. That's a great track record.
It's your fucking job.
Not everybody doesn't do their job 100% all the time.
Have you heard the story about my bed?
Yes, I have. And I also heard about the story about your wife demolishing your car.
Yeah, she didn't do a good job plowing the fucking driveway either.
No, she plowed your car.
Well, at least the car's safe now. It's out of her. She can't get to it.
It's out of range for the next storm. Yeah, it's in the auto body. Probably breathing
snow blow all you want.
Breathing a sigh of relief.
Yeah, I'm safe here.
Neighbors taking their car, putting it down the street. I heard about you.
I heard about you. Why are you moving the car? Because the storm. No, your wife.
So it's a snow plow. Now she gets behind its killdozer. Remember killdozer? That was a great Stephen King movie.
You got cricket sounds
about
on
it. About a bulldozer. That was killed. Yeah.
Joe can just fucking shoot himself.
The setup was off.
Here, Joe. Here's something more to get.
Who is that? Chinese?
I don't remember. It's an Asian. Pitt put it together.
It's an Asian. Oh, she put the orgasm contest on?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, okay.
But which we didn't get to play. But that was gay. That was all men, which is why you were in tune with it, I'm guessing.
Imagine if Pitt put all the orgasms on it and they were all her.
I don't know if she can orgasm in Chinese.
Yeah.
She could.
Yeah, really? Oh. She's got more fucking. She's got more orgasm voices than Joe has regular voices.
Do a Chinese orgasm.
Gonna fucking put a slap of tariff on
20%.
You can't orgasm in our country anymore.
Yeah. What other did you have? Indian.
It was nice to show the gay porn.
These are like Walter.
Oh, wow, he's banging a chick, right?
Oh, no, there's a gay porn. There's a men banging men. Oh, is it really? That's what she tells me.
I don't hear any chicken there.
No, these aren't the ones for Ron. I got ones that we haven't seen.
We have all other sorts of gay porn to listen to.
I was going to say, that was the only thing he said. Yeah. I don't want a gay porn.
No. I had all women for Ron.
No.
But we shan't be getting to them now.
No.
Not sure.
He had enough of us.
All right, Joe, are you going to do that Dave's thing?
The what?
Dave's?
What the offsite gig that he's booking.
Oh, the gay. So what's this all about? I missed this.
First of all, you want to know the pay or you just want to know the perks?
What's the
pay? There is no pay.
Oh, fucking pay him.
There is no pay.
Pay him.
This is going to be just fun.
The $15 we were going to kick in for Ivor Road.
Oh, okay.
Funny.
No, there's a club where, you know where the club is, right?
Yes.
Right down the road.
Right.
There's a Mexican restaurant, the Hacienda.
Right.
Right across the street, there's a gay club.
Right.
That it's $15 to get into.
Right.
And it's anything goes inside. And then on Monday nights, they have, what was it? No, Sunday nights was tube steak
night. We're not doing the bit again.
But whatever. It was,
I'm not doing
it was a good bit.
Again.
It was a good bit.
No,
but it was
a
there
time.
For
it was
5 years
good.
And nobody knew it.
Right.
Until Blaise Gomez from the News 12 exposed the place for being there. So people knew, some people knew it was there, but a lot of people didn't.
Isn't that a discrimination?
What do you mean?
Like, the, you know, this is a gay hangout, you know, it's so, you know. Well, why was he there?
What do you mean?
Like, why was he doing? Well, he went on the air and said, "There's a gay hangout down the street."
No, it was well. Now Blaze,
the sports.
Blaze is a woman.
Blaze. Oh, okay.
It's a woman. She was just reporting on it. That's
right.
All.
Oh,
that's it.
Okay.
So anyway, so Walt's booking a gig there, and we thought you'd
yeah,
be perfect for
we'll
it.
Try to get a
thank you. No,
a gig there. And,
you would do it.
I don't.
No, he's working at Governor's that night.
Even if he's not scheduled, he'll be at Governor's.
Him, Mike Keegan, Keegan, Eric Tartaglione, Chris Monty.
No, not Monty.
Chris
anymore.
Roach.
Not Monty anymore.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Him
fucking
and his manager,
Long Island
right?
Mafia.
The Mafia threw him out ever since he got married.
All right, let's thank some people for allowing this to transpire.
Thank you, guys.
Tower of Energy is an... do it again, stupid. Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions, run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tower of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tao, T-A-O, of Energy, LLC.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant, and their Tuscan villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit, not just a meal, it's an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch, in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights is Portobello's live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for a special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be an occasion, but a memory. And Portobello also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Got a great show coming up with Coleman Green this March 23rd, so check it on out. Experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
What's going on at the club, Walt?
Oh, this week we have...
No.
No, no, what's going on? I wasn't ready for it. We have a fundraiser, actually, for the class of 2018 Chester... the all-night party. We have Brad Lowry and... what's his name?
Perfect.
Ugh.
What a great intro.
Rivera.
Please
the guy was the guy that was with Edgar. Edgar Rivera.
Don't
was,
know him.
Yeah, he was with Mark Vieira a couple weeks ago. So
so he's back?
He's back again.
That's good. Quite the roster.
we had the opening and we kind of...
You saw him a couple weeks ago. He's back again.
But the same people aren't coming. You know that.
I don't know that. Maybe they're not coming because
it's
the same comics.
The fundraiser, $5 of every ticket's going to the class of 2018 all-night party. Keeps the kids off the streets, gives them a nice thing where they have the jumpy houses, they give them out prizes, they give them out the DJ, food, ice cream truck, all that stuff right there at the gym.
Very nice, and Brad Lowry's a very funny comedian.
Oh, yes, absolutely, yes, yes.
And what's the website?
www.jokerscomedyclubny.com.
All right, Joe, before you tell us to check out Joe Curry Nation on Facebook, since you won't remember where the fuck you're going to be, give it the old college try.
I most certainly will. Weather permitting, I will be at Uncle Vinny's tomorrow night.
They're supposed to get hammered, aren't they?
Yeah, that's why I say weather permitting. So that show...
they're going to get a lot of snow down there?
Yeah. So. Yeah, they're saying about 12 inches down there. So, but weather permitting. However, Friday and Saturday, I will be back at Uncle Vinny's. One show Friday, one show Saturday, 9 p.m. each show. 1-877-UNCLE-VIN. For all information, then I will be at Governor's Comedy Club on Sunday, 7 o'clock show. Go to gubs.com for reservations and information.
He's going to be on there with Don Jameson down at Uncle Vinny's on Friday and Saturday. Don Jameson from the That Metal Show.
That Metal Show.
It's a good show. I got a busy week. All right.
What do you got?
I got a lot of shit going on this week.
What? Shows?
No, fucking juggling and fucking it's scaring children.
I didn't know you juggled. Is good. Did you learn that from Kevin Lee?
I did learn from Kevin Lee. Funny. I'm the white answer to Kevin Lee.
You spit that out on the computer. Dude, so you can't do that shit.
Yeah, it's my computer. That's horrible. If it was Pips, I don't give a shit, but that's mine. Fuck her, she ain't here, but that's my computer. All right. Thursday, March 22nd, Side Splitting Productions presents comedy for a police fundraiser at Casa Bianca in Oak Ridge, New Jersey, starring Don MacArthur, yours truly, and Rich Carucci. Nice. For information, call 973-697-9704. Yeah, I put together a show where all three people could, like, talk to the audience if need be, because it's fucking cops.
I was just about to say, the cop ones are rough.
Yeah, yeah, so I have no illusions that that'll be easy.
Yeah.
So I didn't even want to fucking headline that one. I'm like, you know what, let Don deal with it. Stay in the middle. Gave myself the cushy spot.
Funny.
But that's a good show. It's going to be a good show.
Yeah, yeah.
Also on March 22nd, Side Splitting Productions presents live comedy in Newburgh, New York at the River Grill, starring Moody McCarthy, Casey Aurora, and Jackie Byrne. For tickets, call 845-561-9444. Friday, March 23rd, Side Splitting Productions presents, as Joe said earlier, live comedy in Oakland, New Jersey at Portobello Banquet, starring Coleman Green, Tim Grill, Joan Alster Weisblatt, and Rich Carucci. Tickets 201-337-8990, extension 2. And Friday and Saturday, 23rd and 24th, I'll be in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey at Bananas Comedy Club. For tickets, call 201-727-1090. And Sunday, March 25th, I'll be in New York and Manhattan at the West Side Comedy Club on the 8 p.m. show. For tickets, call 646-973-1300. Plenty of places to get your laugh on, folks. It's fucking a lot of shit.
Friday night. You want to come out Friday night to see Davin down at Bananas with Paul Mercurio? I'm going to be there.
There's reason enough.
Yes.
Exactly. You'll see Walt.
Don Jameson's on all your shows.
Right, right.
Glad somebody knows what the fuck we're doing.
I got you.
Yeah. I got for Walt.
I got it all. Pippi Elix is nowhere in sight.
Yeah, she's. Well, I know where she is.
Where is she?
She's in a hospital.
Oh, so she's not doing a show. Maybe for the
Maybe Wynwood's in town. Maybe it's another bullshit fucking lawyer. I don't know. Could be. Maybe Wynwood added a fucking show.
She's still rolling with it.
We're still rolling with the Wynwood.
Bullshit fucking lie.
It is a bullshit lie. Oh, and then she goes, I told you. You didn't fucking tell me. I write shit down. Joe doesn't know. Well, I didn't tell Joe.
You know everything that goes on down at Uncle Vinny's. How did Sean Donnelly sell out a show here on Friday night last week?
Sean Donnelly? I don't even know who that is.
Sean Donnelly.
Who's that?
I don't know.
What comic are you about to trash?
I'm just saying, I don't know him. The only time I've ever had him, he pulled out on me. Over at Dave's.
Isolate that.
Glad you finished that, because it was right there waiting
Raymond
for it.
Raymond the Amish comic, I heard he's very funny.
Very good, very
I'd love
good,
to
yes.
get him.
It's odd, because it's so hard to get a horse and buggy on an interstate, yet he makes every gig.
He makes every gig.
Must be an authentic show.
McThomas there was a couple weeks ago, and he's one of the governor's guys.
Right? Oh, yeah. Yep.
By the way, hey, Walt. They're not paying for advertising. We don't need to go over their fucking camera. Stupid.
All these guys.
Until I tell Dave, Walt's one of your best advertisers. Oh,
you don't even promote your own club that well.
Dino. Me and Dino are like oil and water.
Yeah, if I ever had a cocktail party,
really?
We'd sit together here.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Why? Because, I mean...
Because I didn't use him to book the club, so he cut me off from life.
You didn't use him to book the club? He's not a booker. He's a club owner.
When I first was opening up, he wanted to do it. Him and Ryan Mayer. Whatever happened? Well, I want to talk to you offline about that.
Yeah, because you're not one to like throw dirt out there on the air.
No,
you always use discretion.
Yes.
As you almost gave out the complete address and phone number of Dave, where there'd be a fucking riot.
Hey, I'm helping him, man. I just may have got him a few customers. You have gay listeners, no?
Yes.
I show you
fucking web
here.
Guys too. It's true.
There you go. So I let people know. There's nothing wrong with it. Why wouldn't you know?
You're very open. Which is right. What they like about you there.
I'm helping them.
You're a helper.
I'm a helper.
Well, we'll see you.
I'm like an elf in Chester.
We'll see you on April 10th, but you know, hey, with Pip, we might
be here April 3rd. might be here next week.
Well, no, Pip is out fucking April 3rd. We got to figure out April 3rd. Oh, that's right. Joe wants me to ask somebody, but yeah, we'll figure out April 3rd.
You know, listen.
We're going to see Pip once in the fucking month.
You know when I found out about this?
She's like a period.
Like 4:30.
Pip is radio's period. She comes once a month, and it's very painful when she's around. And you can't wait for her to leave.
Crickets, you got them?
Oh, that was funny. That was funny.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you, Walt, for filling in on short
Anytime,
notice.
Anytime, man.
Yeah, thank you so
Check
much.
Check out Real Ron Jeremy on Twitter. Follow him on Twitter. We thank Ron for calling in. That was a fun time. We'll see you next week. Next week, big April Fool's show. April Fool's show next week. That's a big show. Kevin Israel's supposed to be in studio. We'll do some stuff with Scammer Gene. Full show. So thank you guys for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us.
Good. Tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening.